like some bad breath. We're coming in hot. It's your boy Skeet along with the homie Big Sexy. And this is all for you. This is a little bit of Fan Appreciation Day today. Big Sexy, I want you to let them know what we're talking about today and why we're talking about it.
Okay, so recently on the show, there's a little mini discussion that you probably didn't know because you bitches don't come and comment on your boys.
Come and comment, for crying out loud. Then we might dedicate a show to you. Yeah. Mac, we got your back. We coming. We gonna come correct for you.
Yeah, Mac, we got your emails. We're definitely gonna give you a shout out in some of those episodes.
And we want you to call in first on Skype when we get Skype up and running.
Definitely. Mandrake, you're still the fan club president.
And Jake, we haven't forgot about you, big dog Jake.
Jake.
However, today's episode.
AZ, we won't.
I used the network. Yeah. However, today's episode, we're going to pretty much dedicate it to a little young man in Plain Old Texas.
Plain Old Texas.
By the name of William.
Yes.
And let me just say this before we even start, you brought this on yourself, William.
Yeah, you did, William. Yeah, you did. See, there's a move. There's a move that we use. Well, I use specifically. And Big Sexy, when you let everybody know that I used the move in an episode before.
Yeah, and the show Check the Technique that we did a couple months ago or whatever. We talked about Skeet's specific play-by-play pickup lines and moves. And one of them that we kind of discussed was the tap-tap move.
Now, the tap-tap move, let me tell y'all something about the tap-tap move. The tap-tap move is a very aggressive, but not really a hard move to do.
No, it's easy as hell.
It's one of the easiest moves in the game, but it's not a hard move at all, and it's something that people can do relatively very easily. Yeah. Now, Big Sexy done said my methods are a little unorthodox.
I did say that, unorthodox, and
I'm a little bit more forward. I'll admit that. I come out, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get it done. I'm gonna do it right now. I'm one of those kind of guys. All right, but I'm just saying, Will, if the tap tap move didn't work for you, maybe you didn't do it right.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you're what, 17?
Yeah.
16, 17, something like that. I think the tap-tap move is a little bit too advanced for you.
Let me put it like this.
Let me put it like this.
All right. The tap-tap move, Jake said he used it one time. He used the tap-tap move before.
Yeah, I'm guessing he had to be a little older, though.
Yeah. But this is the best analogy I can use. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played in the league for how long? 25 years played basketball, had the same hook shot for how long?
20 years. He pretty much invented the hook shot.
Everybody always knew he was going to shoot the hook
shot. Sky hook. Not even the hook, the sky hook.
Yeah, the sky hook. He had, that shit was money.
Yeah,
20 Not feet. Everybody can do the fucking sky hook.
Nobody can do the sky hook. we were talking about this earlier. I only see one person ever attempt the real legitimate sky hook, and that was Magic Johnson.
And the only reason he
only learned that from the cap by himself.
Yeah, you know? He had to practice with him every damn day.
Exactly.
So, Will, if you didn't get the tap-tap move,
I'm going to put it like this. I'm guessing he didn't do it right.
I'm guessing so, too.
Let's go like this. Maybe he did the tap-tap on the shoulder, but what did he do after that? That's what I wonder. Will, you got to get at us and let us know exactly what you did.
I'm almost betting he did tap-tap stare.
Yeah, waiting for something to happen.
Yeah. You don't just... You got to have tap-tap strategy. You got to go...
That's why they looked at you like you were a sexual predator. That's why you brought that on yourself. You got to have a plan going in. That's only the icebreaker.
That's exactly the icebreaker. Shit, man. Maybe you were... I think we said it before, man. You got to be like a Marine, like a Navy SEAL. You got to go in and go out, man. The minute you feel that pressure and you feel like it's not going to work, you got to know when to bail, man.
You always have to have an exit strategy. I think we said that before, too.
I feel like we're reiterating things.
Let's try to see the check the technique part, too, then.
We might have to do
that. Okay, the tap-tap move. What happens with the tap-tap move? Give step-by-step
All right, move. All right. Let's say if I see a target,
yeah,
and I'm ready to execute the tap-tap move, I go onto the dance floor or wherever I'm at. Let's say it's a dance floor. He was at a winter
party. Most likely it's going to be a dance floor.
All right, she's
or some
dancing.
Kind of a party atmosphere.
She's probably got a drink in her hand.
Well,
all right.
Unless she's 17.
Yeah, unless she's 17. All right. Let's say I'm a 17-year-old player.
Yeah, bring it down to Williams' level. Okay. This is only his winter formal. So
you
might have the spring formal next.
Now, see, this is tough. And this is another thing. It's tough to pull it at this setting, too, because most people that go to a winter formal, we're talking about doing the tap-tap move at a club. People go and hook up at clubs. At Wear Formals, people bring dates and corsages and shit.
Plus, something else that you just brought up to me hit me in the head right here, big time. When you're at a club, you get rejected. It's like, oh, fuck that, Michelle. I'm never going to see her again.
Right.
When you do this shit at a school dance,
yeah,
this guy's going to be in your history class. Like, oh, man,
no, no, fucking yeah.
Let me tell you what little Willie did to me.
No,
you might be fucked.
No, I'm sorry. Realistically, people that go to these winter formals, they go on dates. Like, girls, yeah, they like to go with dates. And I don't know. I've been out of school for a while. You know, maybe y'all can tell me something different when y'all hit me up. But, you know, from what I remember, people went on there as dates. So it's kind of harder to do the tap-tap move up there. But let's say if I was up there, and then let's say out of the 100% of people that are there, 20% of them are single.
So one of them was William.
Yeah. You know, so your chances are slim anyway. So you only got.
You know that? I didn't go to any high school dances ever.
Did you really?
No,
they weren't all that great.
Oh yeah, I know I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, you missed a fucking thing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, at least Will isn't one of those wallflower dudes, you know.
Yeah, at least you tried.
He
at
went
least
out. Tried. Kinda.
Yeah,
I mean,
you gotta. Yeah, but
give him props on that at least. Mm-hmm.
But you
props
know,
on the effort and no props on the execution.
Yeah, hell no, 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 no.
It cancels it out.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around. Okay, so you know, you walk on the dance floor, you see your target.
Go back to your step by step. Yeah,
you see your target.
But see, let me ask you this though: do you pick your target out ahead of time? Because I know for a fact that you have that you don't.
Oh no, yeah, it's easy for me to do it. I mean,
I
like,
know for a fact you don't pick out your target ahead of time.
I can go in the autopilot. That's why.
That's what I'm saying.
I've done the tap tap move so much, it doesn't matter.
I'll
to me.
Tell you this as an observer of the tap tap move for the past 15 years. I'll tell you this right now. 99% of the time that the tap-tap move comes out, it's not planned ahead. It's usually just us standing there having a drink, and then a girl walks by, and like, oh, you see the hand. You see the two fingers. It's always the two middle fingers, too. So that's what I'm saying. It's never planned out. So if you're planning ahead to get this girl to walk by you, maybe that's your first mistake.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, with Will, I think the tap-tap move for me is like riding a bike now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think about it.
You haven't done it for a long time.
I don't even think about it. But if you're going to actually break it down and actually think about it,
yeah.
If you find yourself a target, which you're probably looking for anyway, you know, like if you're not indiscriminate and, you know, whatever. But if you find... But if you find yourself a target, You gotta see her vibe right when she's out there on the dance floor. So if she's out there talking to her friends, if she's out there, I don't know, being antisocial, whatever her deal is. And
well, does that okay? No, you're talking to William.
Yeah. This is
okay,
this has nothing to do with me.
I've never seen you do that before.
Yeah, because I would never use a tap-tap move at a winter formal. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Okay,
the only time I went to school dances, I had dates. I'm just telling you like that.
Yeah,
but I don't mean to be a dick about it. But sorry, Will. Yeah, when
because you can't get no.
We're
trying, man. Before the Skeeter Big Sexy show is over, you're gonna get some pussy.
Oh hell yeah!
If we have to fly you out to L.A. and hook you up with some round the way bitches we know,
mm-hmm.
you're getting some pussy on this show.
Yes, Will. Yes,
but please take that.
But you gotta
sleep well tonight.
Man, you gotta. Let's see. What? Shit, man. I don't know, man. I don't.
I think that's the. It's hard for you to like compare the two because to teach the tap tap move and to know the tap tap move are two totally different things.
Right, man. I mean, like I tell you right now,
I even realize it's all feel.
I would like to shoot 3-pointers like Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
I would like to, but you know how many 3-point shots I took a chance in my life and never made. I would like to kick a field goal like you know who that Vinatieri.
Yeah,
but you know I can kick a football. It won't look nothing like that.
Yeah.
I just.
I
would like to shoot a hook shot like Kareem.
Yeah. I think the Kareem one is perfect because nobody's ever done it like that. And I'm gonna give you your props. Nobody's ever done the tap tap move like you did it.
Thank you.
I don't know if you want to take too much credit in that. It's a creepy ass move. You know that shit. At its best, it's a creepy ass move.
No, but that's if you tap tap stand stare. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's got to be a hey. I remember one time.
It is an icebreaker.
Yeah. I remember one time you did it, and there was this one girl, she looked at you, she's like, and you just put your hands like, what's up? You're like, what's up? And she just turned her head like, what the hell was that? That was one of the funniest ones. I remember looking at you like, oh, the tap-tap move strikes again.
Sometimes it's not the prettiest thing in the arsenal.
Be honest, but at his best, what's the percentage?
At his best, the percentage is 300.
Fuck you. 300. You're not get that much.
No, 300.
I'm saying percentage wise, how often does it work?
Oh, yeah, like 30%.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah.
Yeah, 300, you know.
30%, my
bad. Well, no, 30% is good. Like, you know, okay, all right, in baseball, you're not going to hit 1,000% of all your up to bats, but if you get 300, you're in the Hall of Fame. Who bats over 300?
A lot of players.
Well, yeah,
it's a good metaphor.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, you know. Nobody is going to get 100%.
From that one, don't ever throw any baseball shit.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, nobody's going to get 100%. So tap move 30%. I'm doing good. Shit, fuck that, dude.
Yeah, tap move. I'll give you 30%.
Okay.
But it's those 70% though. If you had any homies with you, have your homies call us. I want to know what your homies had to think.
Oh, with the tap move.
for me, watching the tap move, sometimes he pulls it and it's like, oh yeah, that's the shit. Get it. But then the other 70%.
No.
Just start buzzing. It's not even funny. I just look at him like, oh, seriously? Still? That's just still your go-to move?
No, look. Let me tell you another thing, too. Tap move is not the number one move.
Not anymore.
No.
For a long time, it was, though.
No. Tap move.
When we first started going out to the clubs, when we were like 20, 21, 22, when we were going hardcore to the clubs, tap was coming out. Like, every other girl that passed by was tap.
Will's got to understand this, though. Will's got to understand this.
Will, you got to chill.
As much as we're talking about the tap move, the tap move is a 21 and over club move.
Yeah.
At, like, nine, at last call. At last call.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a last call move, though. It's definitely a last call move. It's like, you know, everybody's half drunk and horny trying to see who they're going to hook up with at the end of the night. And it's like, I ain't got time to pull out all my games, so let me revert to the tap move.
See?
As Les Chill comes on.
Let's take me back to the Oakland Community Center. Fifth grade dances, what's up? Anyways, I think I'm going to bust you out on that a little bit.
Tap move is the last...
I can see it on paper being a last minute move.
Oh, I'll say I busted out many a time.
But yeah, I think a lot of the times it's more of a first move for you. At the clubs, I'm saying, like, got your first drink in your hand, just, oh, for the night, hey.
Well, let me tell you something, man.
You go to the bathroom, hey.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. I don't know if y'all notice this, but I don't like to work too hard.
We turned in our time cards a long time ago.
Yeah, you know. So, for the most part, I mean, like, I could sit there, you know, all day, like, blah, 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 blah. This is what I do. What do you do?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And then, to tell you the truth, I'm not looking for that chick in the club. I'm really not. Why would I want to? I mean, y'all could say whatever y'all want about Skeet, but I'm not looking for that chick in the club where I'm going to be spending time with her talking to her.
What kind of car do you drive, bitches?
Yeah, I don't want that. And then, like, let me buy her a drink. She'll buy me a drink, and then we'll be drinking all night. And then, you know, by the end of the night, nobody's going anywhere, got anything, and I didn't even get a phone number.
Yeah.
When I hit
you, got another girl drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And she's gonna go call her booty call dude on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Come on. And then, but I can use a tap move on like 7 or 10 girls. Y'all may think, oh, Ski's creepy. He's fucking creepy. I can't believe he did that. But I have 3 options I can go home with that night.
If you're looking at 30%, then you're looking at potentially 3.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, it makes sense. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're doing the whole show. The road to the tap move. Because it works. I've seen it work. Mm-hmm. Have you guys,
you know, you guys out there that are like, man, I can't believe she left with that dude. That's me. That's Ski. That's Ski. All you chicks that were like, I can't believe my homegirl fucked him. That's Ski. That's me.
And damn proud of him.
AZ, you out there like, all your homegirls like, oh, I can't believe my homegirl slept with him. What is she seeing him? That's me.
All your best friends, they would fuck him. Maybe not you. But he wouldn't want to fuck you anyways.
Yeah. Anyway. The girls that wake up in the morning like, oh, what did I do? I can't believe I did that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who you are.
Hey, you know who I am. Call your boy. Yeah, that's true. But no, like I was saying, though, I've never personally used the tap move. And I can tell you this right now, I never will. I used it one time. No, I did.
I was going to say, wait a minute, hold on now.
It was at a strip club. Mm-hmm. It was at a strip club. Had to get that bitch's attention.
Yeah,
some old Asian dude just throwing dollars at him. Like, no, come back, come back.
I think.
Get my last 50.
I'm trying to think if I ever seen you use the tap tap move.
Me too, actually.
I'm sure you've used the tap tap move.
I remember specifically we were at their place in on the freeway.
I think you used the tap tap move on T's homegirl.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think is
Are
it.
We going there?
Yeah, we might have to go there.
No, we're not going.
Let's chill on that, huh? Yeah, he's used a tap tap move.
I have not used a tap tap move. I haven't used the traditional tap tap move.
Oh well,
I use the tap tap move on something that I already had her attention. Maybe.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this: for everybody out there, if we're gonna bring it out the games and sports and everything, for me, the tap tap move is like a free throw. It's the easiest shot on the court. No defense. you know. And it's just like, all right, I throw it up every once in a while.
Okay. I will co-sign that. Because you don't use it as much as you used to. Back in the day, that shit was 25, 30 girls. Every girl that walked by you, hey, tap, tap, hey.
And I was hooking up.
It worked. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing the show. If it didn't work, I would be clowning the fuck out of you right now. Mm-hmm. But it works. It gets props. Shit, I guess that's it. Anything else you want to give him on the tap tap move?
No, I think we're gonna get hopefully we'll get a lot of comments. People that say some shit like, "Oh, the tap tap move is whatever." Say whatever the hell you want to say about the tap tap move.
But, however,
if you really want to tap tap some ass,
you can't get no pussy in the tap tap move. You'll buy some pussy at AdamandEve.com.
Yes, that's right, AdamandEve.com.
Bitches, you only got about 2 months left. Like a month and a half left of this dope ass deal right here.
And then it's done.
And then you gotta pay for your full price for your porn.
Mm-hmm. So
we've
go ahead.
We're trying to help you guys out. Apparently you guys don't like porn.
You don't wanna get 50% off, for real? For real?
You don't like to take care of your penis.
You
know damn well nobody else is taking care of it for you.
Mm-hmm. That tap tap move ain't working for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, so go to AdamandEve.com, put in the promo code TheBush, as always. Get your 50% off of everything, the movies, the toys, the lube, the lingerie, everything.
Mm-hmm. And,
hit us up. Give us your comments. Let us know what you think of the tap tap move. Or if you have any of those uncommon, ungodly, unorthodox moves, too, hit us up. Let us know what's up.
Peace!